It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're joined by Matthew Houck, the artist known as Phosphorescent. Welcome today.
Thank you very much.
You're on a whirlwind tour supporting Muchacho. Touring has entered into your life in many ways, and even I think somewhat probably had some something to do with how the Muchacho album was informed by real life experiences. It's my understanding that aside from just, and you even said you understand that getting to perform before artists, you know, perform before an audience is great, but the touring life can be a little destructive. You needed to clear your head, and you went down to Mexico for just that. You wanted to get off the grid, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because it's a good life, you know. But yeah, it can be. It has its downsides for sure. So you know, but yeah.
So when you went to Mexico, you didn't just go like some people go, where you go to some beach resort and hang out. You went and found a place where no electricity at night. I mean, you went and found a remote place.
It was cool, yeah.
And that was intentional, I assume.
It kind of came about really organically. It was just sort of like things just fell into place, you know. And yeah, I heard of this town, like, just, I mean, you know, maybe a few days before deciding to just go down there. And yeah, they sort of shut off the power and water and stuff. It's not on the physical grid. But yeah, just kind of, it's amazing how quickly your body can get back into the natural rhythm of things when, you know, when lights go off at dark, you know.
And apparently, I would assume, you know, you found that your body and mind literally did start to, you know, clear up in short order. And then you started to find, you know, that space where the muse started coming in and informing these songs.
I think so. I mean, it wasn't quite as natural of a, you know, like the muse didn't come in willingly. I had to kind of kick her around a little bit, I think, to like jumpstart the process.
Does the muse ever just come in on command?
Yeah. No, she. So yeah, it was like, you know, it was definitely like a period of you know, like, you know, sitting down in the chair and trying to flesh out these songs, if they were going to be songs. That was kind of the point of the trip, was to figure out if they were songs at all.
And perspective. You needed just to clean the old slate and get fresh perspective and go, okay, moving forward, here's what's coming.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, why don't we hear, if you want to play one of the songs from the record. I know you've got some surprises in mind for us today, but why don't we give some people a taste of Muchacho?
Okay.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN.
There's a song called Song for Zulu. Some say love is a burning thing, that it makes a fiery ring. Oh, but I know love as a fading thing, just as fickle as a feather in a stream. See, honey, I saw love, you see, it came to me. Put its face up to my face so I could see. Yeah, then I saw love that disfigured me into something I am not recognizing. See the caged call, and I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again, nor lay my face to the soil, nor my teeth to the sand. I will not lay like this for days now upon you. You will not see me fall, nor see me struggle to stand. to be acknowledged by some touch from his gnarled hands. You see the caged cold. I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again. Treetop night, I see the shadows that we cast in the cold, clean light. Hey, my feet are gold, and my heart is white. And we race out on the desert plains all night. See, honey, I am not some broken thing. I do not lay here in the dark waiting for thee. My heart is gold, and my feet are white, and I am racing out on the desert plains all night. A burning thing that it makes a fiery ring. Ah, but I know love as a Cajun thing, just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Hey, and all you folks, you come to see, you just stand there in the glass looking at me, but my heart is wild and my bones are steam, and I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
Song for Zula, and it is live with Phosphorescent on 88.5 KCSN. Such a gorgeous rendition. I think it's only fitting that you introduced the wonderful accompaniment.
This is my fiance, Joe, over here, Joe Shornikoff.
And she will also not only be adding those lovely piano melodies, but harmonies and the requisite vulgarities in the songs moving forward, at least according to Fosse earlier, as we discussed. I wish I would have wrote it down, but we carry the World Cafe here, and you did an interview with David Dye a little while back at the beginning when you were first releasing Muchacho. And if I remember the line even closely enough, it was something to the effect of you in song like to make desperation as melodic and as pleasant as possible.
Sure, yeah.
That would, I just thought, great word.
I think if you were to if you were to have to, I guess, you know, describe Phosphorescent in one sentence, I suppose that wouldn't be the worst way to do it. It's, yeah. As if there was a mission statement or
there's
something
your
like that,
statement,
right?
Yeah. And, well, but even in the fact that you do perform under the persona of Phosphorescent, the songs have a deeply personal, many times a very deeply personal lyrical sense to them. And yes, sometimes they are dark. There are dark themes. How much of the dark themes just come from you, Matthew, and how much of them are informed and perhaps, you know, created knowing that they are going to be performed under the persona of Phosphorescent?
I don't know how deep you want to go on this, but I think that's an interesting thing that I'm not sure I know the answer about all the way. I think it's a kind of a chicken and egg thing, some of that stuff. Even as far as real life is concerned, as to, you know, art informing life and then life informing art, kind of back and forth thing. But all that being said about the personalness of some of this stuff, I do like to keep a healthy amount of fiction flowing through this stuff so that, partly I think as out of just, there's a reason I called it Phosphorescent as opposed to calling it Matthew Houck. You know what I mean? It's I don't think my life, as a person is the same as the music, and I think, there's also some great quote by some writer that I can't remember who, but was saying something about never letting the facts get in the way of the truth.
Said that.
Oh yeah, that was your. Oh yeah, I must have been reading.
I gave you a quote, and I'll see you. We'll attribute each other our quotes.
Yeah. But I think that's true. I think there's a larger truth that art is hopefully, if you do your job right as an artist, you're not. It doesn't really matter. Hopefully the thing itself is some kind of truth that doesn't matter.
But it starts out perhaps with an emotional feeling, and then everything becomes a little more conscious. And I've asked a number of songwriters, we had Jim James in a week or so ago, and we touched on this very thing of when the muse, as we were discussing earlier, when you become conscious, when it's there and the song's coming from somewhere, but then at a certain point, be it in the writing, be it in the recording, and certainly later on in the performing, you no longer have that sense of immediacy of it coming from outside you. You're aware, and it then becomes a little different in terms of playing them and representing them.
Especially like you said, by the time that you're performing, night after night, they really have become completely different things at that point. Which, I guess I hear of people saying that they, maybe have a hard time performing certain material or something. But like for me, at that point, it's a very separate thing. Yeah.
And at that point, you've already exposed whatever part of yourself, the vulnerability has already been there from the first time anyone heard it.
Sure.
So I guess it gets, quote, a little easier as repetition sets in.
Yeah, but also it's like the whole thing about performing, it's like everybody's there I don't know, it's weird. It's the weirdest thing with heavier material, I guess, is that for me, it always becomes like a celebration I don't think anybody's there to feel bad, and it doesn't feel bad, even though the core of the stuff maybe came from a darker or heavier place or something like that. It somehow just, I think maybe that's the whole point of this whole endeavor is to flip that into something affirming, I guess, or something.
Well, what's cathartic for you becomes cathartic for them, and they relate. Yeah, they relate to how you we joked about you can make desperation sound as pleasant as possible, but you do put these songs into such gorgeous context that, that wistfulness, that sadness, that desperation, people start to relate to it. And hey, it's got a good melody.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm going to feel your pain, and it's got a great hook, Matthew.
Cool.
Well, why don't we do another song? And then I have another couple of questions I want to ask about all things Phosphorescent, as we are here with Phosphorescent Live on 88.5 KCSN. Thank you.
I could be the tiger, or I could be the snake, or I could be the fire, or I could be the lake, or I could be the sky bird that's waiting on the wind, or I could be the devil waiting to begin. See, I was the wounded mastery, then I was the slave. My hands and my mouth, oh honey, they would not behave. See, I was the holy rider, then I was the page, then I was the bleeding actor, then I was the stage. But now you're telling me my heart's sick, oh, and I'm telling you I know. And you're telling me you're leaving, and I'm telling you to go. And I'm not so sorry for the hard mess, but for each season left unblessed, the new terror in the canyon, the new terror in our chest. Oh, oh, oh. Now I could be the tether, or I could be the place, or I could be forever, or just a couple days. Or I could be the morning that breaks upon your skin. Or I could be the devil, honey, and do it all again. See, I was the wounded master, then I was the slave. My hands and my eyes, oh honey, they would not behave. See, I was the holy lion, then I was the cage, then I was the bleeding actor, then I was the heart's sick, oh, and I'm telling you I know. You're telling me you're leaving, and I'm telling you to go. I'm not so sorry for the hard mess, but for each season left unblessed, the new tear in the canyon, the new tear in our chest.
It's Phosphorescent live on 88.5 KCSN. Hearing you speak in other interviews about the making of Muchacho, you talked about how the production values have changed, and some of it's attributed to you just are getting better at making records and figuring that out. But then there was also mentions of Eno like being somewhat of an inspiration, and the fact that you also added a little discipline to your normal recording process and went into a studio for a few days and realized, well, maybe I shouldn't really be in studios because I'll just blow all my money in here.
Yeah, well, and also just kind of like it's you want to, I mean, a comfort, you got to be comfortable, you know what I mean, when you're
recording this or like doing these kinds of things, and the studio that I went into was like the most comfortable place you could possibly be, and it's a beautiful studio, Electric Lady in New York. But yeah, somehow even then it was just, I think, maybe the opposite of discipline, actually, because it seems that I'll end up spending, I don't know, 8 to 10 hours doing nothing before, you know, actually
getting one tone.
Yeah, getting, and then finally, you know, kind of, now let's record, you know what I mean? So I guess if you kind of have an endless time in the studio, that it can be both a good thing and a bad thing. But I ended up taking those tracks and, you know, just doing the thing at my own studio. But
you do acknowledge, and perhaps at some point you'll be ready to put yourself to the test. You acknowledge that in the past, you know, be it the Motown records, be it the Great Country records, any of the records done at Sun Studios at Al, that whip got cracked. It was you went in and you better know it and you better get it. And three takes is a max and we're done.
Yep. I mean, there's something really, something really good about that approach to craft and, you know, just, and that, you know, those guys were, that's how good they were. You know what I mean? I think that's, like I said, you know, endless time in the studio can be a good thing and a bad thing. And one of the bad parts of it is probably the fact that you don't whip yourself into fighting shape as a musician and as a, you know, I mean, just as a musician, yeah, and as a performing.
All you need is like Chuck Berry used to give his backup band, one, two, three, here's the key.
And everybody's,
you better know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a.
Well, you've
I'm
got
a long
time.
Way away from there. Yeah,
you've got time. You know, you can get to that point. Yeah. That record can still come.
Yeah.
And you'll probably want to kill me for ever having brought it up and talk to you about it, because you'll say, you know, it's the worst experience of my life. I'm a nervous wreck. Thanks a lot.
It's going to be that case no matter what. So, yeah.
Well, all right. So I'm absolved of any guilt on that part. Well, not all things, I guess, have the serious, you know, I think every song you perform, I don't think you can perform a song without a sincere purpose. But I think you were going to plan on having a little fun today and perhaps do a cover.
Yeah, there's this song I've been playing with for a while. We've been messing with it in soundcheck. It's a Vampire Weekend song, which I have grown to, I fancy it.
And we'll fancy it on 88.5 KCSN live.
Sweet thing, Zion doesn't love you. And Babylon don't love you. But you love everything. And oh, you say America don't love you. So I could never love you in spite of everything. In the dark of this place, there's the glow of your face. There's the dust on the screen of that broken machine. And I can't help but feel that I made some mistake, but I let it go. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Through the fire, through the flames, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, adio, hey, yo, hey, adio. You won't even say your name, yeah.
Through the fire and through the flames, you won't even say your name. You say only, I am that I am. But who could ever live that way? Yahweh, Yahweh, oh Dios, Yahweh, oh Dios. Sweet thing, your motherland don't love you. Your fatherland don't love you. So I love anything. Oh, good God, the faithless, they don't love you. Zealous hearts don't love you, and that's not gonna change. All the cameras and fires, all those paranoid styles, all the tension and fear of your secret career. And I think in your heart that you've seen the mistake, but you let it go. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Through the fire, through the flame, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, but yo, hey, yo, hey, but yo. You won't even say your name, yeah. Through the fire, through the flame, you won't even say your name. You say only, I am that I am. Who could ever live that way? Yahweh, Yahweh, Odio, Odio. Through the fire, through the flame, you won't even say your name. You say only, I am that I am. Who could ever live that way? Yahweh, Yahweh, Odio, Yahweh.
Vampire Weekend, as interpreted by Phosphorescent, live on 88.5 KCSN. Matthew, I want to thank you for coming out. Of course, I want to remind all our listeners, Muchacho is the latest work and is available now, and we hope that we've inspired at least a few people to secure that album if they haven't already done so.
Thanks
You're heading out to Arizona or Vegas next? Which is it?
No, we're out into the desert, right? Pappy and Harriet's out in Pioneer Town.
Great place.
Never been.
Great place.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
Everyone has exactly that response.
You're going to have Lucinda Williams. That was like one of the first places she played, and she's going to be doing something with them out there for their 10th, I think, is it 10th or 20th anniversary? I don't want to date. I don't want to age Lucinda too much, so we'll say 10th in case I'm wrong. But yeah, it's a great spot, and the Phosphorescent Vibe will be perfect there.
I hope so. Right on.
Well, we really appreciated having you come out here and share your music with us today. It's Phosphorescent Live on KCSN. Thank you.
Thank you.